Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to take up the words of the Lord Jesus today from the gospel, strong call to help us understand what it means to become his disciple. But before I do, I just want to encourage you to, if you didn't have a chance to tune in the programs yet this week, we've had some very good programs celebrating All Saints Day and All Souls Day. You can access those at our website at renewalministries.net. You can I encourage you to browse the website there. There's a lot of good free stuff there to help strengthen the brethren, really, in these days. We're all living through very challenging times, and I think the Lord's given us a lot. Ralph Martin, Sister Ann Shields, myself, and our team, things to really encourage and strengthen all those who are listening. So if you don't want to do that, I encourage you to download our app, the Renewal Ministries app from the App Store, and that will give you access to all the programs we're producing, and at your convenience, you can listen to them, watch them whenever you want to. And then also the Ave Maria app, of course, is this wonderful programming that's here on this radio network. So blessed be God for that. And if you're watching our YouTube videos, which has gotten quite a following over the last number of months, I encourage you to tell your friends about them, subscribe to the videos, and continue to pray for us, because it really does, it's such a crucial and critical time for all of us, and we really do rely on and need the prayers of others that we stay close to the heart of Jesus, and that he feed us, and that we continue to trust radically in him. And we do feel the prayers of brothers and sisters. We do feel like we're part of a communion of brothers and sisters who are really engaging the Lord in these challenging days. And he wants us to live with faith, hope, and love, and be careful about getting drawn into the vortex of discouragement, of bitterness and anger and division that's in the culture. And it's in the church as well. So we have to be careful and lift our eyes to the heavens and really trust in him. So today, Jesus gives us some very clear teaching as he defines what it means to be a disciple. And we come to the Lord on his terms. I think one of the things that is clearly a weakness in the church today is there's this kind of Laodicean lukewarmness in many people. We're more attached to the world and the patterns of the world, the thinking of this world, and we're more concerned about the opinions of men and being accepted by the world. And we kind of live, as Father Michael Scanlon used to say, we seek to live in the twilight, not fully in the light, not fully in the dark, but we keep at least a toe in the light, and we stay connected to the world, and we have not yet come to the point that we've heard the words of Jesus, that what he's laid down as, you might say, the criteria for what it means to become one of his followers, what he expects from us, what it means to become a disciple. So he's going to touch on that in today's gospel. This is taken from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 and following. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and he addressed them. So already there's great crowds there gathering around him. He's creating quite a following. His preaching is with authority. It's kind of stunning. He's taking on the religious leaders. He's exposing their hypocrisy. That always gets people stirred up. You know, think, wow, who is this guy? You know, he's performing signs and wonders to confirm his preaching. People are getting healed. People are being raised from the dead. Things like this happen. So quite a crowd is following. And they said, let's follow this guy. And Jesus knows it. And he's about to help them understand what it means to become a follower, what it means to become a disciple. Again, great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Wow. That sounds extreme. Is it hyperbolic? I mean, does he mean it? Hate my father, my mother, my wife, my children, my brothers and sisters, even my own life? What is he saying? What he's saying is essentially this. To hate myself in this context of what Jesus is talking about is not to say, oh, I'm a bad guy, I don't like myself. It's to say, no. That is to have the right kind of relationship with myself and others, such that none of us, neither myself nor the others I love, are put before the will of God and the love of God. What has to come first, Jesus is saying, in the life of any follower of Jesus is the Lord himself. And all he's doing is he's concretizing and expressing what it means to put the love of God in the first place, to put the first thing in the first place. And he does this not because God is insecure and God needs us, he's coercing us into paying attention to him or something. No, you were made first and foremost to be in relationship with God. And you're made to love God who made you. And in that loving of God, you're going to find the absolute fulfillment of your life, and it will spill out of your heart and you'll see your neighbor differently. You got to put first things first. Jesus is Lord. God the Father is your creator. Jesus said, I came into this world to do the will of my Father. His will is my very food, Jesus said. And he proved that all the way to the end, even on the cross. When he said, and I've said this so many times in the program because it's such a beautiful passage, John 14, where Jesus reminded the apostles what he was about to encounter, what he was about to enter into. And his death on the cross, he said, look, the devil's not driving me there, essentially saying the devil's not in control. Pilate's not in control. Nobody has a hold on my life. I am free, Jesus said. And what's going to happen is I'm going to go to the cross and say yes to the cross because I, freely choosing, I want to show you and I want to express to my Father that I do all that the Father commands me to do. And the Father's command has led me here to the cross. And this cross is the instrument of salvation for all those my Father has created and desires to have with him in heaven forever. So this is what Jesus lived, and to be a disciple means, and as Jesus expressed there, he humbled himself, becoming obedient. What Jesus is expressing here is he's getting after what's in the heart, the pride, the me first stuff that's in all of us. And it's what's killing us spiritually, you know? Those who are not united to Jesus said, if anyone comes to me, so what he's saying, these people are following Jesus, the crowd, and he said, I just want you to know, if you're coming to me to come after me to be a disciple, let me clarify for you, what are the terms of discipleship? A disciple is a learner, is a follower of a teacher, and who's teaching and leading in a whole way of life. And Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, here's what you have to be able to do. And so he's saying, you cannot put anything first before your relationship with me. If you do, if you put your father, or if you put your spouse, or if you put your child ahead of me, you cannot be my disciple. Not long ago, I heard a mother, a Catholic mother, say, whose son came out as homosexual, and the son was engaged in a homosexual relationship, and said, this is who I am, and this relationship is valid, and the relationship is good and all that. And the mother, who was a lifelong Catholic, said, okay, this is the line in the sand. I love my son, and I'm going to affirm in my son who he says that he is, and I'm going to celebrate it. And if God doesn't like it, there's nothing I can do about that, because I'm not going to not love my son the way he will experience being loved. Now, that applies directly to this passage. If anyone comes to me without hating his son, her son, cannot be my disciple. Now, be careful that word of hate. I just explained it to you. What Jesus is saying, it is really bad spiritually, both for the child and for the mother, to put the child and the child's behavior that's displeasing to God, the behavior, not the child, the behavior, to put that ahead of the will of the Lord. Because you see, friends, if you do that, if I do that, I love something more than God, I'm misaligned with God's purpose and my fundamental purpose in life. And it's going to lead me to exalt something at a level that only God is meant to be exalted in my life. And that's going to damage me. It's going to affect me. It's going to distort me. It's going to keep me enslaved and manipulated by the world of flesh and the devil. Jesus goes on, he said, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Carrying the cross, that is walking in the will of God. In this world, friends, to be radically yielded to Jesus to bring your life under his lordship, to make it your aim to please him, this will cost you in this world. There will be rewards that the world loves to give out that you may never gain in this world. You may not get the fame, the recognition, the success, the comfort, the rewards, all of it, that the flesh really wants. We all want to be recognized. We all want to be honored. We all want to be thought significant. We all want to, you know, be with the beautiful people. I mean, just think about how consumed human beings are, Americans are. We are with looking at the lives of super successful people. That is, super successful as defined by the world. The rich, the powerful, the beautiful, you know, the celebrities, whatever. And say, so, gee, I wish I had that. Wow, just, gee, you know, being united to them, being in that circle, wouldn't that be something? And people aspire to it all the time. And Jesus is saying here, if you're not willing to carry your cross and come after me, that is, you're actually following me, and in this world, the commandments, the pattern of life, the priorities that Jesus' followers are learning from him are not valued by the world, often rejected by the world. And Jesus said, in this life you will have tribulation. Why? Because there's a power in this world that human beings get caught up in that is fixed on rejecting God and God's will. And it's a trap that human beings get caught up in. And with our eyes on other priorities, and if Jesus is saying, like, the cross we're being meant to carry, as I mentioned the other day, Jesus said of himself, I came into this world to bear witness to the truth. Now, as a follower of Jesus, you're called to live and bear witness to the truth. So when the culture turns away from God and rejects the things of God and calls them evil, and as Jesus described, when darkness is your light, how blind can you be? And that kind of thing is emerging more and more in our culture. And there's a demand from the powers that be that we confess things that are offensive to God as being goods, that we deny reality. We can't do that. We don't have to walk the streets and trumpet it all, but friends, part of the cross we're carrying is fidelity to Jesus, faithfulness on the narrow way. And it all looks overwhelming to us, but in a moment like this that's difficult, there's a lot of grace available. And part of the grace is to see the temporal value, the limited value of these things that we're so afraid to let go of or to be marginalized by. We can't be seduced into living in fear of not having these things. This is a grace to see its grip on us. And Jesus wants to say, look, there's a power greater in you than you've yet discovered if you've been baptized into Christ. I want to bring to you freedom over the dominion of these powers, which are going to lead you to trouble. Don't carry something that I'm not asking you to carry. That is the weight of the world. I'm calling you to carry the cross the way Jesus himself did. And that cross is to do the will of God. And it's a cross that will purify. It's a cross through which he will use to save us. Blessed be God, friends. Let's walk as disciples of the Lord. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.